and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, like he came back last week, is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you this week?
Oh yeah, I'm flying high.
Whoa, from last week's Up in the Air episode.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, you're still there.
Yeah, I was trying to get the dance moves, you know? I watched it back a couple times. I was, you know, practicing with my putting on the Ritz cane, coming down the stairs. Yeah,
right,
it's good.
Were you wearing a plant on your as a helmet?
Sadly, no. I didn't have any planters big enough. I've got a pretty big noggin.
Well, all right. Well, here we go. Season 6, episode 26, "Mate for Each Other." It aired May 4, 1982. Directed by Dave Powers, written by Shelley Zelman and Don Nickel. Jack and Janet try their hand at computer dating and end up with each other on a date. Cameron, what'd you think of "Mate for Each Other"?
Computer dating? Oh man, I don't know what it was about this episode, but I loved it. It was great.
Okay.
It just again, like as I mentioned last week, I think. These like really awkward setups for the payoffs, like the Janet's friend and her husband like visiting. That was such an awkward, one of the most awkward scenes in television I think I've ever seen.
Yep.
When Janet and Jack are wrestling for pants, and then this couple shows up. Hey, can we see Janet? Or sorry, can we? Yeah, can we're here to see Janet and Jack. And they're standing right there. They don't acknowledge each other. No one introduces them to us. We don't know who they are, what's going on. I'm so confused. We can't stay long. We just came by to say hi. What? And then they sit down. But obviously that's just to introduce us and Jack and Janet to computer dating.
Yeah, exactly.
Which also, I'm like, what does computer dating in 1982 look like?
It is completely... It does not work.
Like, is it just complete bullshit? Is it just like a scam where like they'll say, yeah, give us your information and we'll match you, but it's just like they'll literally just match you with another female and say it's the computer? There's no algorithm, I think.
1982?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what, you know?
That's like a Commodore VIC-20 computer. You're not even dealing with a Commodore 64. I mean, it is, there's...
But there was just so much about it, though, that I love this idea of computer dating and, like, the notion of sort of even when it was introduced to people sort of, like, dismissing it. And even at the advent of, like, online dating nowadays, like, there are still holdouts that, you know, aren't convinced that it's, you know, of its efficacy or of its, like, of the realness of the connection. So I love that element... sort of carried through. And I really liked too, I really liked that both of them catfished, that they were pretending to be somebody else.
You're using like today's terms for 1982.
Yeah, like at the advent, like did they had first, like this is their first introduction to computer dating. Like they had maybe heard of it once before, but they would never engage in it. But they finally were introduced to somebody that hooked them up to a company, they could computer date, and both of them, what's the first thing that they do is they pretend to be somebody else. It was brilliant.
Duke Bradford and Desiree Johnson.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
man.
Yeah, it that is true. I never even thought of that part of it. But I do know that for years and years and years, the idea of going to a dating service or like you said, computer dating here, or just going for help for dating was seen as unmanly almost for guys, desperate for women and desperate for men, and only losers do that, or to use a a different term, incels, I guess, a modern term. So that's what that was the stigma of computer dating or dating services all the way up to this recent advent of like apps, and it's just become very common for people to do it now. Mm-hmm. But for Jack, for the characters of Jack and Janet to, even though it was secretive, to do it in the episode, regardless of public disdain, to have that in the episode, I think was kind of brave and courageous for the writers to put in there. It showed that, hey, you should give, computer dating or computer dating a chance,
Yeah, it kind of like normalized
lifted the stigma.
Yeah, even though, and it was funny that it turned out to be Janet, and it reminded me of the Pina Colada song for some reason.
Desiree Johnson did?
No, the fact that they went on a blind date and found each other. You know the Pina Colada song, right? Where they?
Yeah, I do, but I'm trying to. What are the lyrics that?
Oh, it literally has nothing to do with the content of like the content of the song reminding me of the characters. It was really just the structure of people that know each other going on a date and then finding out it's somebody that they know.
Oh, okay.
It was really not. I don't know. It just started playing in my head for some reason.
Oh,
even though none of them were, engaging in any of the activities that are mentioned in the song. It was just a notion of like, oh, why am I thinking of the song? When was it written? Why is this, I'm getting this weird vibe from, Jack and Janet finally going on a date, which they were super awkward about. Also, is this the first time they've been on a date in 6 seasons? Is that true?
Yeah, they've never done this for where it's really out in the open. No joking around.
Mm-hmm.
They're going for it in a kind of semi-serious way. Yeah, first time. And to be honest with you, I think it was hard to make it awkward for the two characters because there is a natural compatibility of Jack Tripper and Janet Wood.
Oh, yeah. And it's also funny, too, that this episode happened immediately after Up in the Air. So that leads us and the audience to believe that nothing ever happened with David and Nancy Winthrop and Jack and Janet, right? Like, after all of that, that never panned out.
True enough. Yeah, that was a point I wanted to make last week where, you never see Dave Winthrop again on the series. And look at how much Janet fell for him. And he fell for Janet as well. And, yeah, nothing. I don't know if it's a week later or if the time period between episodes was like a month or a year, I don't know. But yeah, like nothing.
But yeah, I was thoroughly entertained, and I thought, it would be wrap up nicely after the date. But then we got a little bit of action at the end with Larry and Terry, and I thought that was a nice way to end it. Still, I haven't seen Mr. Furley in a while. With I miss Ralphie, but
he's there. He just these two episodes. Maybe he had something to shoot, or he was taking the.
Yeah, probably. I just miss. There are scenarios in these scenes, and I'm like, oh man, when is Furley going to come in? This will be great if he walks in right now, and then he doesn't, and I'm a little disappointed. But it worked out. I liked Larry's exit. His exit when he was. They kept trying to catch him. Taking advantage of Terry, and he was he held his ground, and I forget what his line was. Is he sort of like
he's on the mission of mercy?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, that was a good. It was a good episode. It was a bit strange to have Jack and Janet on a date and kind of putting everything on the table and laying it out, and then once everything's laid out, you're just like, oh no. Let's not unpack this. Let's pack this back up,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They very quickly made it, there's nothing there. But there was, though.
And that's something that even just by Jack trying to eavesdrop and listen in on Terry and Janet's conversation at the end of the episode shows that Jack was hoping for something.
Are you alluding to something happening at the end of this, the run of this show? Does he, do they end up together?
I can't say anything. We got to keep going.
Oh, I just gave it away.
Did I?
I don't know. Did you?
I don't know. You just got to keep watching. I've roped you in this long, as you made mention last week, and so I have to keep going.
Oh, man.
It gets good.